In the nation's capital, lawmakers fled to airports ahead of a snowstorm today that closed most government offices. But one U.S. senator held a hearing anyway. Scores of Alaskans packed into Senator Lisa Murkowski's Energy Committee for a hearing on Arctic opportunities. APRN's Liz Ruskin reports.
The hearing provided an overview of Arctic issues, the prospect of new trade routes and drilling as the sea ice retreats, the need for infrastructure, the threat of erosion. Alaska witnesses advocated for more Arctic oil development on federal lands and offshore. State Representative Bob Herron, a Democrat, says Arctic Alaskans deserve a chance at economic advancement.
We're not a snow globe. We're not some. We're not little Eskimos in a museum.
Senator Al Franken, a Minnesota Democrat who used to make a living from satire, smelled irony. He asked climate change scientist Cecilia Bitz to confirm that greenhouse gas emissions are warming the planet and, to a large extent, causing the loss of sea ice. Then Franken spelled out the paradox.
That the burning of fossil fuels is creating opportunity to find more fossil fuels to burn.
It is obviously ironic, yes.
Yeah, it's funny how ironic it is. It's hilarious.
Senator Bernie Sanders, a Vermont independent and a fierce champion of limiting carbon emissions, pursued it further.
The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers predicted that the highest point in the village of Nutak, Alaska, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, could be underwater by 2017. A proposed move to higher ground may cost as much as $130 million.
Moreover, Sanders noted, 86% of all Alaska Native villages are deemed at risk due to climate change. Sanders pushed the Alaskan witnesses to answer for their support of oil development.
You are, some of you at least, are in favor of more production of fossil fuel, which is ultimately destroying the very communities that your people live in. That does not make a lot of sense to me in all respect. What am I missing?
North Slope Borough Mayor Charlotte Brower took the long view.
I believe that this is a 10,000-year-old question. We never question anything that comes to us. We live with what is come before us.
But this one let me just ask you this. I don't have
Brower had earlier explained how the Prudhoe Bay oil discovery had allowed the Inupiat to move out of sod houses and warm their homes with natural gas instead of whale oil. Murkowski then raised revenue sharing as a solution. If Alaska communities got a share of the proceeds of federal petroleum lease sales, Murkowski says it could help towns pay to relocate or defend against erosion. Republican State Senator Liesl McGuire, another Alaskan on the witness panel, agreed.
And just to touch back on Senator Sanders, I think what we're asking for is the opportunity to continue to adapt.
McGuire says the world will continue to burn fossil fuel while renewables develop, so that fuel might as well come from Alaska, where the revenue can improve the lives of the people most vulnerable to climate change. In Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.